This is the Show It Off podcast, where we are building self-esteem and learning how to be shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach, creator of the confidence building online course Peacock School, and a yoga and meditation teacher. Each Monday, you can count on true stories, inspiring messages, tools that work, and even an occasional educational interview, all to support you on your journey to confidence like you've never experienced before. If you are ready to take inspired action, I'm very excited for you, because Peacock School, 11 days of practices to build confidence, will be available again soon. You guys, this is daily Facebook Lives, a supportive community, and guidance to implementing just one tool per day to help you have radical self-love. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And if you don't believe me, you can check out the video testimonials at sarahfaeschaff.com from the people who have taken it before. Now, while you're there, go ahead and enter your email so you can receive some free gifts, like the free video series I created called Yoga for Confidence to help you start learning how to do yoga and how to implement that into your life. Also, the free offer Confident Morning, helping you start your day in a way that makes you feel more self-loving, build more self-esteem. So go get that, because I made it for you and it will surely support you on your journey to build confidence. Okay, it's time to start the episode. So get ready, because I'm about to show it off. Hi, Alexa. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Will you please just start off by introducing yourself to the Show It Off listeners and kind of explaining what you do?
Yeah, so currently I am a hormonal health coach, specifically helping women just get to learn their bodies more, understand their cycles, and just alleviate PMS symptoms once and for all. So I really enjoy what I do. I love just helping women gain control of their health and just get empowered by knowing what's happening with their bodies. So I work with clients one-on-one and just try to share things on social media, but that's what I'm doing right now. And I love it.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to have you on the Show It Off podcast, because we talk a lot on this show about self-love and about being empowered. And I think that there's been some sort of a disconnect throughout, like, the past, I don't know, 100 years or maybe more, where when women are on their moon cycles or on their period, and maybe they were doing great before that. Like, maybe they worked out a lot, or they're just, like, eating really healthy, and then their period comes, and it's, like, dipping pepperoni pizza in ranch and, like, backing it with a bottle of Coke or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of turns into so much discomfort and pain and these cravings. And it's, like, I know for a long time for me, then my self-love would kind of go out the window during my period. But then, like, I started learning more, especially through our mutual friend, Alila Grace, who's the founder of Mahina Cup, that being on your period is actually a really powerful time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you say about that? Like, does that make any sense to what you've been learning, like, about hormones and you said pain-free period? Like, I hear that and my ears perk up.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's interesting too, because for me, in my experience anyway, I really wasn't taught much in school or through parental figures or anything about my period or anything like that. And in society in general, it's kind of just like, we don't talk about our periods. We are kind of shamed for it, especially if we have any emotional outbursts or, God forbid, you know, we're sick and we can't even get to work some days because we are physically just so, you know, not feeling our best. And once you just learn, again, it can just be the basics. I think once we talk about hormones, it gets so confusing, because it can get really confusing. Hormones can be pretty deep and it's a very intricate, you know, balance between them. But once you just learn that what you can expect from each phase of your cycle, there's four phases. And so the menstrual phase, the bleeding phase, is one of those. And the luteal phase, just before that, is usually when we get those PMS symptoms that aren't so good. And really, those are just messages being like, hey, the last month wasn't the best for the self-care and the stress and all of that stuff. So it's just those messages, but it will tell you like, I really need some help. I need some more self-love. But we think of, that time when we're bleeding as, it's a nuisance where sometimes if we have a heavy flow, it's like, oh my gosh, we're constantly going to the bathroom at work, and trying to change and tampon or whatever it is. So hopefully you're Mahina cup. yeah, I think, but once you learn, like, it actually is such a powerful time. And yes, even with a healthy cycle and everything's going well, you naturally are going to feel a little bit more tired, a little bit more slow. And that's great. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness we get some time each month to just be like, you know what? I'm on my cycle and I'm going to consciously take this time to just be more introspective, more loving, more self-care, extra love, and just that, that slower time. And we can start to just be like, listen, this is where I'm at in my cycle, and I'm going to honor that, and hopefully doing that for each phase of your cycle. But it's really shifting that mindset from, bleeding is a burden to bleeding is my superpower. And that is such a relieving thing just to do that, but it takes a little bit too.
I love that shift in perception, and I love like taking like the self-love le up a level because of your moon. That's amazing. What do you mean when you say the different cycles? What did you say the different phases
Yeah, the
of
different
your
phases.
cycle? What is that?
Yeah. So, we all know that we bleed, but we kind of don't know what happens in between our different our periods. Our bleeding is our menstrual phase, and we can call that the winter time, and we're a little bit more like, inward. And then right after that is the follicular phase. And that's going to be, sometimes people start with where they start their cycle, the first day of their period. Some people end it that way. But either way, we're talking about the four different phases. So, bleeding, we're releasing the uterine lining. It takes a lot for our body to do that. So, of course, we want to just rest a little bit. Follicular phase is like springtime. We're sort of coming out of that. And, hormones, the estrogen's kind of like coming back up. And then we get into ovulation. And during ovulation, we are the most like we feel we have the most energy. We feel very alive. Our estrogen is like the highest. And we just feel, we're super sexy. And of course, that time is the best time to make some babies if that's what you're going to be doing. Or if not, that's fine too. But use that energy anyway, of that aliveness. That's like our summertime. And we're just feeling the best. And then we get into luteal phase, which is the fall time. Things are slowing down a little bit, and we're going to start to calm down a little bit before we head into winter, which is your menstrual phase. So those are the four, and they're all, the follicular kind of goes right during like the menstruation through to the beginning of ovulation. But tracking your cycle is one of the most important things that I think is just so it's just so important for women to get an idea of what's going on in their bodies, and then knowing like, oh, okay, I'm starting to have these PMS symptoms, whatever they are. Oh, I get it. I see that I'm going to be starting my period soon, and it's like, okay, it doesn't feel like this unknown of what's going on.
Awesome. I love that. So I've been using an app called Period Tracker on my phone for like, I don't know, 8, 7 years, something like that. How would you recommend somebody keeping track of something like that? And I never knew about the four seasons, so thank you for teaching me that. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's helpful to kind of remember too, and also when you're feeling it, throughout the month. But yeah, I've heard of Period Tracker. I use MyFlow a lot, and there's another one called let me look it up really quick, called Life. Which I like those too. There's one called Natural Cycles. There's actually a lot out there. And actually in the health app on your iPhone, there is you can actually track your cycle on there too. So it's good to do it
Oh,
on an
that's
app
cool.
because Yeah, because it can give you information, like especially MyFlow is a really well developed app, and it tells you exactly what's going on in your body, and you track it through the things that you're feeling, any symptoms you're having. But you can tell from your body as well if you track your temperature, your basal body temperature. Take your temperature first thing in the morning, and then you'll write that down. And naturally, your temperature is going to go up a little bit after you ovulate, and then it's going to go back down. It'll stay a little bit higher if you end up being pregnant, and that's kind of how you can track that. But your temperature stays at a pretty normal, baseline 97 point whatever, and then it'll go up to like a 98. So when I first started tracking my cycle, I was tracking my temperature, and I was doing that pretty regularly, almost every day, so I could really notice a pattern. So that's a great way to start. And if I'm here if people want to ask questions and stuff as well to kind of get more details. But the other ways that we would track that is cervical fluid and cervical position. So your cervix goes up and down at different times of your cycle. So kind of just checking that and seeing where it's at during ovulation, it's going to be lower, and then other stages is going to be a little higher. So just kind of that's a way to like check that out, but also cervical fluid and what's coming out during your whole month. And it's so funny because it's like such a funny thing that we don't talk about, but everybody's dealing with it. And all women have this, and it's so nice to know because sometimes you don't know if something's wrong or what's healthy and what's not. So just knowing what cervical fluid looks like and how it changes throughout the whole month. And so those are the three things: temperature, cervical position, and cervical fluid. And those are natural things that your body's going to be doing that you can kind of tell. Also, just tracking things on the app as well. And journaling, just pay attention to what your body's doing and how you're feeling, how you're thinking, and just write it down, and just start being more observant.
That's amazing. I love that. And I think that it's really clear from listening to you how much of a self-love practice this is. I mean, just getting really in tune with yourself on a physical level, on an emotional level, and then being armed with information, is amazing. Yeah, I love that. So how did you get into this? I mean, it's such a unique topic. You're the only person I know who talks about hormones, So how did you get into this?
It's so interesting because it's interesting when I think back on my life and how it's perfect how I came into this. I initially came into it because about a year or two ago, I was having a hormonal imbalance where I was having acne and just really, I was having terrible periods, which was really never a thing for me. And I was like, I can't live like this. Like, I would spend 2 days in bed, just like curled over, just in the most excruciating pain. And I was like, I am not doing this. And I just felt so intimidated by like my body in the sense of when it comes to my cycle, and I didn't know anything about hormones. Growing up, our sex ed classes was like threw a pad at us and was like, okay, good luck. Like, we really didn't learn about the anatomy of our bodies, what's going to happen every month, what's normal, what's not. I had to learn all of this on my own, and I kind of started learning about it because I was on the period, sorry, on the pill for 8 years, and such negative symptoms from that. And I didn't even realize how negatively it was affecting me until after I got off it. But I knew I was going to be making a big move in my life, and I really wanted to get a more natural, system going. So I ended up getting off the pill and decided, there's got to be another option, and I didn't want to get an IUD. I just wanted to figure out something else, and I found out about natural birth control, and I read the book Taking Control of Your Fertility, and that book completely changed my life because the first half of the book is how to avoid pregnancy, and the second half is how to achieve pregnancy. But you're learning everything there is to know about your body, and realizing that I didn't know that you can only get pregnant in a very short window of each month. I was led to believe you could get pregnant at any time. You need to be careful. All of this stuff. We got, taught a lot of myths or non-true things or not taught much at all. So I felt really in the dark about this stuff. My parents really weren't open about this conversation. Society isn't open about this conversation. So I'm like, I had to talk about it because I was going through things, but I really didn't have anybody to talk to about it. So I did my own research and I figured it out. And eventually, once I got into it more and I started talking about it more, I ended up finding amazing people, whether online or even just regular women who want to talk about this stuff,
Yeah.
but don't know how to go about the conversation. So, eventually, once I got to my breaking point with just being in excruciating pain, being like, I'm done with this, I ended up taking a course through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and for hormonal health. I already had one for health coaching in general, but I wanted to kind of find a good niche and narrow that in, and I decided to do hormonal health for myself, really. I wasn't even considering, sharing the information or what it was going to be like. I was like,
Yeah.
I just need to take care of myself. So I took the course and I was just blown away. And I mean, I learned a lot of more in detail things about hormones, but then I realized, and especially with working with clients now, most of the time women just need a few adjustments in their life and they really can achieve amazing results. Sometimes there are deeper things going on, and of course that should be addressed with a doctor, but there are things that most women can do that are within their reach, in their control, that will dramatically change their lives and just make them feel like being a woman is the best thing in the world, because
It
it
really is. It's true.
is.
I
Yeah.
love that. And I can totally relate to your story. I also was on birth control. I was on there for a decade. And then weirdly, every time I had sex, like especially within the last few years of being on the pill, I would bleed. Like every time I had sex. And I was like, what the heck is this? And I have tried the IUD twice. Once before I had my daughter, and again after. And both times I was like, get this thing out of me now. Like it was so obtrusive. And I just like love that you're spreading the message that there's a different way. And I feel like I mean, I could be wrong, I'm just guessing, but from my experience, it seems like those ways of having birth control were invented by men who are
They
not
were.
having that body, right? Okay, so
Exactly. Yes,
it's
they
like,
absolutely were. That's yes. And the thing is, there's no shame for women who want to go that route. Of course it does work, and it's certainly an option, but I think it's important, regardless if whatever birth control method that you want to choose, getting to know your cycle is so valuable. And and then if you do decide, hey, I want to try something different, that option is there for you. And either way, whatever you choose, just, learning about your body, even in the most basic ways of just each phase of your cycle, and knowing that, knowing what your body's doing throughout each month, that it's this self-cleaning, system and it's telling you, hey, this is where I'm at this month. And I experience periods that will just come one day, and I know that it's coming because I track my cycle. But I am not experiencing any pain, and I might be a little slower, I might be a little bit more introspective, a little like, gentler, and which I love. Like, I so enjoy that. And I actually, now that I have more freedom and flexibility to plan my life, and I know not everybody can do this, I started planning things around my cycle. So I know that, I'm super stoked when I'm ovulating, and I'm gonna plan things during that time that are more like, just using more of that like brain power that I have. And I'm not going to plan anything on those first few days that I'm bleeding, because that's my time to just be with myself, take baths, like do some slower things, be outside more. So if you have the luxury to do that, I highly suggest doing that, which is amazing.
I love that. I think that like I've kind of in the last minute like been like I'm canceling some things or whatever, but I've never like actually planned around. I love that. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but I listened to the Authentic Sex podcast with Julia Allen, and in it she talks about manifesting during your bleeding time and how we're really powerful manifestors and we can like use our blood to meditate and to manifest and to connect with the earth. Is that something that you've experienced or practiced, or what would you say to that?
That is so beautiful. And you can go so deep with your practices with this, which I think is so amazing. And I love the idea of returning your blood back to the earth. I've seen women, I've done it before, like using their blood for like as a facial and just letting the blood be on their face. And it's amazing. I mean, that blood is so incredible and so powerful. I mean, people will put it on their house plants and their house plants just flourish. Like, this is the most potent stuff in the universe. Like, and yeah, so I'm all about it. Whatever makes you feel like you are just connecting to that, is beautiful. And I think that is absolutely incredible. So I have to listen to that podcast because that sounds, I have heard of it, but I haven't listened to much of it.
Yeah, the one that's
And
called
that
Blood
sounds
Magic.
incredible.
Yeah,
Ooh,
Blood Magic.
yeah.
I saw
Ooh.
that and I was like, "What in the world?" And then I just started doing it. Like now I've actually made incredible things happen in my life using this practice. I love it so much. And
Yes,
I think it's
absolutely.
important to note, like whoever is listening might not be understanding that there is a difference, right, between normal blood, like if you cut your finger, and your menstrual blood. Like it's life-giving
Yes.
blood, right? That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
So cool.
Exactly. And I mean, blood in itself is absolutely potent, but something about womb blood is absolutely beyond. And to be able to use it for positive manifestations, and bringing forth things into the physical that you want is it's an incredible practice, and I absolutely suggest it. And it can be whatever you want it to be. There's no one right way. It can
Right.
whatever feels good to you is perfect, and just if you're doing anything to connect to your body, really at any phase of your cycle, but especially when you're bleeding, that's beautiful.
It really is because, like, okay, this podcast is about confidence and self-love. And how empowering is it to know that every single one of us has this innate power that we're born with that we can use to connect to the earth? To remember like our witchiness that was like shamed as we like by our ancestors who are women who are like powerful and really repressed because of their powers, and so much to the point where we've like forgotten and been ashamed of our periods and hiding it and all these other things like dreading it, when really if like what a shift to realize that it's a powerful, beautiful time. Oh my gosh, that's self-love and
It's
confidence to the
huge.
max for women, at least.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, I think that is, and now that I'm doing this, I am so passionate about it because I'm passionate about it because, there are young girls who are coming into their womanhood. They're going through puberty and they don't know what's going on. That's a really tough time to go through, and if we could just as society and or at, as women just hold each other and help young women go through that phase and even through menopause when we get older and go through that. But there are women of all ages that learn these things at different times, and people who have children who still had no idea what their body was doing during that whole time or during your cycles or anything. And it's never too late to just like get the basics in on what's going on with your body because it just feels absolutely amazing to just know, okay, I'm not crazy. These are things that are, that are natural. And because, yeah, there can be a lot of shame and confusion around it. And, it's time to just release that and start a new, script on what it means to be a woman.
Heck yeah, it is. This is
Yes.
our time. I love it.
Yes.
So cool. I'm curious about when was your first period and what was that like for you? I mean, if your parents weren't talking about it, what did you have to figure that out on your own, or what was that like for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I was about 14 or 15, maybe 15, because I was pretty late. And all of my friends have gotten their period. So I knew it was coming and I really wasn't afraid of it, but I still like I didn't even know what that meant. Like, and then one time I just kind of felt wet and I went to the bathroom and it was blood. And I didn't feel scared. It just was like, well, okay, here it happened. It happened. And I told my mom and she was like, oh, welcome to womanhood, and gave me a big hug. And that was it. And And like, bless her heart, but she wasn't taught anything either. So I mean, how
Right.
would she teach me anything?
Right.
But I was like, okay. And so that was kind of it. But yeah, and it took a lot of trial and error and, you know, just learning on my own accord to figure out what was happening. And honestly, not until the past year or two have I been so knowledgeable about, you know, the hormones and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning a lot. But I've been tracking my cycle for probably like 4 or 5 years now, and maybe a little longer than that. But yeah, and so just even doing that has been amazing. And even when I just was only tracking my cycle and I didn't get my health, my hormonal health certification, it was still enough to be able to, you know, understand what's going on in my body. But then, of course, I still had some negative symptoms, which needed a little bit more of my just education and some tuning in and more experimentation. And I think the big thing is knowing that it's going to be a journey, and you're not going to just suddenly have perfect periods for the rest of your life, that some months are going to be better than others. And you'll look back and be like, oh, yeah, I was a little too stressed last month, which is why maybe I'm having a little bit of a harder time, you know, this cycle. Or, you know, okay, I didn't eat as well. Or, but stress is one of the biggest things. And in my class, they were saying, start with stress. So I could teach you all about, you know, let's shift our diet, let's exercise more. But really, if we can get a hold on stress, which really is a shift in perspective when it comes down to it, a lot of times, if we can really just kind of do what we can to get a hold of that, that is going to help a lot. And of course, diet and exercise are very important, and lifestyle is extremely important as well. But, you know, stress is definitely a big factor when it comes to negative PMS, and painful periods and stuff like that.
Yeah, everything affects everything, that's for sure. And I love how you noted like the shift in perception is so major, and a lot of what I teach in my coaching is about shifting perception, because I believe that that is the definition of a miracle, shifting your perception, especially from one of a fearful perception to one of a loving perception. And I think that this is really paramount when it comes to understanding our bodies and what's happening to them. And if we don't know, it's scary, you know. And if you know, then
Absolutely.
you could love it, like that story that we were saying of going from like, what is this, to, oh my God, now I'm going to manifest here. I mean, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the thing is, it's like, yeah, you don't need to go and get your hormonal coaching certification or anything like that. Like, there's amazing resources on the internet that you can totally, you know, check out, where people are absolutely doing this and sharing this. And you don't have to be, you know, like me and like that's just going to talk about periods all the time, but you can like still learn about it and, you know, have that conversation, you know, comfortably with people. And the other thing is being able to communicate with your partner. And if you're in a relationship at the time, which is one reason why I love the MyFlow app, because you can put in your partner's email and it will email them periodically on what phase you're in and how best to support you during that time, which is amazing. And my partner has been so good about that. And it'll send him messages automatically, and he just knows exactly what to do at these different times of my cycle. So it tells you like the best food to eat, the best exercise to have, the best sex to have, like everything, just to make sure that you feel your best. And of course, at the end of the day, you know, listen to your body, like, you know, with how you feel like, you know, eating and exercising. Because sometimes I'm on my period and I have energy to go to the gym. So it's not like, okay, just sit in your house when you're on your period. It's like, listen to your body, and you know, you won't be led astray.
That's awesome. I love that. That's very cool. And you're so right. It's all about just really loving yourself and listening to yourself, but having that guidance is clutch. I love that.
And that voice, that inner voice, kind of will get louder as you listen to it more. And you know, it's a process, it's a journey, but just being so patient and loving towards yourself. And I mean, that's the journey, right, too. But yeah, it's potent stuff.
It is. It's like that's what like you're mentioning the resources. I just want to remind everybody listening that Alexis is available as a coach. And if you have questions, I'm going to have all of the links to connect with her in the show notes. So that will make it easy for you. She's just amazing, beautiful, kind, honest, open woman. And wait till you see her picture. You're going to just drop your jaws. You're just so gorgeous. I love you so much. And I love that you're like using your own story to help women and to make a difference and to shift. And like, thank you for having the confidence to put yourself out there in this way. I mean, your YouTube channel is beautiful. I love the videos that you've uploaded. They're just like
Thank
really
you.
thoughtful and really well done. And I think it really, like being next to you and talking to you is feels the same as looking at your Instagram and feels the same as you're looking at your YouTube. And you're just so authentic. And I really love that about you. And just thank you so much for like being on the show and, but primarily like following your heart and like doing something that's unconventional and like putting yourself out there in the world in a way that helps the world. That's amazing. That's what it's all about. Like the self-love, it like spreads, you know? And I'm trying to drive home all the time. Like because you took the initiative to like care for yourself enough to learn, to love yourself enough to educate yourself and to take these practices, now you can share and help other women. And it makes a big difference. It's the trickle down effect that that the self-love is. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sarah. You are so sweet. And oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that we have connected and our lives have merged because you are yourself an incredible woman and you are just so potent with your energy. And absolutely, I remember just before you started this podcast and you were like, I'm gonna start this podcast, I'm gonna do it. I'm like, yes, let's do it. And I'm so happy that you're doing it because especially with the topics that you're talking about, self-love and confidence is every woman wants to hear this conversation. We all want to be a part of it. We all want to be living it, and we're all on the journey of it. And it's incredibly, yeah, incredibly important. So I'm so appreciative of you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for having me. It's so nice to talk, and especially about things that, you know, we're both so passionate about. So
Oh,
I
yeah.
really, really appreciate it.
I remember when we met. It was so funny. Like I just like
Yes.
ran up to you and you like ran up to me. We were like hugging and like nonstop talking. And I'm like,
Yes.
look
Yeah,
at this.
it
Like
was
so good. Yeah.
like, yeah. It was like we just knew each other. It was like instant
I
click.
know. And that's such a
Yeah.
beautiful thing. And I think that's like
Yeah.
those little moments are reminders that we are on the right path, you know? And when our right
Yes.
paths interject and cross over with other people who are on the right path, it's such a miracle moment, you know? It's just, it is. So,
Yeah.
yay. So,
Yes, and you're
yay.
raising an amazing little girl. Oh my gosh, I love her so
Oh my
much.
gosh, she
She
loves you
is
too.
such a bright star. Oh my
I
goodness. So
know.
you're
So
doing
cute.
amazing.
She knows all the things, by the way, is she always watches me with my Mahina cup and she says, "That's the good blood, huh, mommy? It comes out of your yoni." You know, it's really
Oh,
cute. Yeah.
that's great.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. She's like, "Are we gonna put it in the garden? Are we gonna help the universe catch up to our wishes?" It's like hilarious.
Oh my gosh,
I know. I
yes.
love, I'm like, I have a
Yes.
kid, so I'm like teaching her all the things. I'm like, her little brain's like a
Yes.
sponge, you know? And I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
I have my own person who I'm going to mold into this like empowered, you know,
Right.
confident little person. And she definitely is.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's got a great mommy to lead her.
Oh,
So
thanks so
that's
much.
great. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go now, but thank you so much for being here. And like I said, you guys, her show notes, check them out to connect with Alexa. You're so amazing. And if you have any questions, like she's there for you. And if you feel like you're ready to have a hormonal coach of your own, like you said, just a couple shifts here and there in your lifestyle can really make a difference in how you feel about your period and how you're experiencing your moon cycles, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, well, I love you so much, honey. Thank you.
I love you too. Thanks again.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off Book Club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now.
That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.